kicking off hour number three. This is the show that you can take control of by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. The show is Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You bring up anything, and you can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We don't do that. It's free at freetalklive.com. All right, well, I mentioned last hour or earlier in the show, Mark, that we were going to talk about how free trade supposedly hurts. At least that's the opinion of two political hacks writing in the Washington Post. Byron Dorgan, a Democratic senator from North Dakota, and Representative Sherrod Brown, a Democratic senator-elect from Ohio. Just so you know where this is coming from.
Okay.
And this could very easily, just as easily, come from Republicans, too. Just happens to be a couple of Democrats. Here's what they have to say. Fewer and fewer Americans support our government's trade policy. They see a shrinking middle class, lost jobs, and exploding trade deficits. Yet supporters of free trade continue to push for more of the same. More job-killing trade agreements. Greater tax breaks for large corporations that export jobs. And larger government incentives for outsourcing. Okay, we're already into the first just complete batch of misinformation.
Right.
Supporters of free trade are not pushing for trade agreements, tax breaks for corporations, and government incentives for outsourcing. Supporters of free trade, and there aren't a lot of them out there unless they happen to be liberty-minded individuals like us, are advocating for the complete abolition of government's involvement in trade. That's true free trade, but it's typical of these government people, these politicians, to completely mislabel the agenda, to completely blow this out of proportion as far as what it is that free trade actually is. Free trade has nothing to do with 1,000-page trade agreements and everything to do with the abolition of those trade agreements.
You know, free trade, people support free trade, so people will... politicians that want to curry favors for their particular constituents, they're not the voters, but the lobbyists and companies that have paid them off, will couch what they do in the term free trade, because free trade has support. People mm-hmm. want free trade. People
right.
want to be able to...
People want freedom.
Yeah, people want to be able to trade with whom they want without the government interfering. So free trade is really just another, you know, the terminology that is used is really just another way to get your particular restrictions put in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're misusing the term.
Let's continue with their claims. Last month, voters around the country said they want something very different. They voted for candidates who stood up for the middle class and who spoke out for fair trade. They did so because they understand what's at stake. Now, I'm already through the third sentence here, and we need to make more corrections. Voters in America did not vote for the Democrats because they endorse what the Democrats say.
No.
Voters in America voted against the Republicans because they were tired of the Republicans' crap, and they didn't have anybody else to vote for. But
right.
this is indicative of one of the problems with the wasted vote syndrome that we've addressed before, because when election time comes around and we talk to people, or I talk to people at least, about voting perhaps for the Libertarian candidate for president, because it doesn't do you any good. If you're somebody who wants freedom and you're voting for a Republican or a Democrat for president, you might as well just throw your vote away. But people believe they're throwing their vote away if they vote for the Libertarian. Unfortunately, they're wrong, because... they think, for some reason, people think that when they vote for the other guy, the lesser of two evils, say you wanted to, you hate George Bush, but you're too scared to vote for the Libertarian, so you voted for John Kerry. I had a few friends that did that in 2004.
Yeah.
They don't understand that the candidate doesn't know why you voted for him. The candidate does not look at his vote totals and say, and this applies to those who were voted in 2006 here. They don't look at their vote totals and say, well, look at here. That looks like these people came over and voted for me because they didn't like the other guy. No candidate looks at his vote totals and says that to himself. They say to themselves exactly what these guys just said. Hey, they American people, they must love my proposals. They must love my policies and my ideas, and I'm going to implement as many as I possibly can because I have been given a carte blanche from the American people because they voted for me. That's all they see when they win the election is, I'm the man, whatever I say goes, and people voted for me because they love my ideas. Not so in many cases.
In most cases.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially what people are doing every single time is voting for the lesser of two evils. They're, you know, so on board with one particular party or another that they're essentially voting against the other party. There might be a particular instance where they think to themselves, I really care about issue X, abortion, Second Amendment, whatever. And this candidate supports that particular issue, so the rest of it be damned. I support that candidate.
And that particular candidate probably won't do anything on that particular issue because he's going to do things that are going to make the government bigger when he gets elected. He's not going to be busy trying to repeal the size of government, and it doesn't matter if he's a Democrat or a Republican. He's going to get in there and push for the programs that he considers important. And so once again, if you believe that it's important to vote for the lesser of two evils, this is what you get. You get people who believe you've endorsed every single one of their policies. Continuing. Back to the article. Over the past 100 years, Americans have built a thriving middle class. It's the envy of the world, and it didn't come easily. At the turn of the 20th century, child labor was common. Working conditions were often abysmal, and there were no enforced workplace health, safety, or environmental requirements, no unemployment insurance, and no workers' compensation. Workers were attacked and killed for the sole reason that they wanted to form a union. There was no 40-hour work week, minimum wage, job security, overtime pay, or virtually any other limit on the exploitation of employees.
The exploitation.
Okay. There's a lot of issues in that one particular statement. Workplace, health, regulations, unemployment insurance, workers' compensation. The suggestion is that without government, we would all be under whips and chains at our workplace. And it's absurd. And the reason why that suggestion is absurd is because people are a commodity. Employees are an important portion of doing business. And if you treat your employees like crap, it's only a matter of time before they get sick of your crap and take their business somewhere else.
Very quickly. An employee is in the business of selling their labor. That's what they do. And, you know, if they don't like doing business with a particular customer, your business, for whom they work, their employer, then they can take that, they can start doing business with someone else.
Right.
Get a new employer. And they will. I mean, they'll do it over the smallest, indiscretions. You don't have to do terrible things to them.
Right. You could maybe just hire somebody they don't like. And they'll just leave because they don't want to work with that person.
Right. Hire somebody who stinks. See how many employees leave.
America, they claim, was split dramatically between the haves and the have-nots. It was harsh work for many. Nasty, brutish, and too often short. Worker activism, new laws, and court decisions changed all of that during the past century. As they did, a middle class grew and thrived. Yes, if it weren't for laws, Mark, there would not be a middle class in America. That's the allegation they're making. By mid-century, it became the engine that drove an ever-expanding economy in which benefits were shared by tens of millions of Americans. The American dream of a secure, well-paid job with benefits. Is that the American dream? I think that's the socialist version of the American dream, where you've got your little job and you get to keep it for your entire life, and you get your little your white picket fence and all that. A nice house and high-quality public education seemed within reach of everyone who worked hard and played by the rules.
Well, I think that the American dream really is to have a good life. A lot of having a good life is stuff. I think that people want, you know, a clean, nice house and those kind of things. I think that is the American dream. If the American dream is the house with white picket fence, then what that says is that they, you know, would own their own little piece of land. They would be sovereign in their own little piece of land, and their little piece of land would be nice.
I think my objection is the claim that it's the American dream to have a well-paid job with benefits.
I think that's part of the American dream. That doesn't mean that I'm obligated. If the American dream is to have a house with a white picket fence, I'm not obligated to give you that house with a white picket fence. I think that a well-paid job with benefits certainly is part of the American dream, and people have to work in order to get that. There's no obligation of America or its taxpayers to provide anybody a job with benefits.
Was it the middle class, as they claim, that drove the ever-expanding economy, in which benefits were shared by tens of millions of Americans, or was it the relatively unregulated marketplace that drove the economy. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there for you and a dial-up version as well. Both of them are completely free. That's freetalklive.com. And what is your liberty issue? Perhaps it's privacy. Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers include anti-real ID activist Jim Harper from the Cato Institute. Also in attendance will be New Hampshire residents and legislators active in the fight against the national real ID. Federal, you can get registered and learn more at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We're sharing an article, an opinion piece, from the Washington Post, written by a couple of big government hacks, just full of misinformation. And one of our listeners sent this to me, suggested that we respond to it on the air, so that's what we're doing. Because there are just so many false claims and misdirection in this article, it definitely deserves... I mean, we have to break it down sentence by sentence in some cases. So they're claiming here, Mark, that if it weren't for the law, if it weren't for all these workplace regulations, we'd all be working for slave wages with slave masters cracking whips, 24-hour days, children, little babies working on assembly lines. This, if it weren't for the government, that would be the situation we were in today.
Yeah, that's how we—that's what we've been brought up to believe. You know, Upton Sinclair wrote the book *The Jungle*, and suddenly it became the fact that Chicago meatpacking plants were just dangerous, terrible places to work, and that people worked in conditions just slightly above slaves there.
They claim the new mobility of capital and technology, coupled with the revolution in information technology, makes production of goods possible throughout much of the world. But much of the world at the beginning of the 21st century looks a lot like the United States did 100 years ago. Workers are grossly underpaid, exploited, and abused, and they have virtually no rights. Many, including children, work 10, 12, 14 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week, and for only a few dollars a day. You know what?
In those countries, though, people work for less money.
Right. That's the point they ignore when they talk about these things. The people that are working in factories in these in the countries they're talking about make more than the people who are on the farms on those countries. The people in those factories are doing relatively well for themselves.
I mean, families can eat for $10 a month in these countries.
Right.
You know, so yeah, they'd get paid dollars a day, but it's good pay.
The people that are writing this article prey on the ignorance of the American people. The American people, apparently, when they read things like this, they say to themselves, the concerned liberal college kids, for instance, they say to themselves, oh my gosh, these workers around the world, they're only getting paid pennies a day, less than a dollar a day. How can this happen? How can this go on in this world? We have so much wealth. We have so much money. Why are they being paid like this? They just don't realize that economies are different in different areas of the world. It's not the same here in the United States as it is in Guatemala, as it is in Ethiopia, as it is in Taiwan, for instance. It's a different world from here to there, as far as the business structure is concerned, as far as the economy is concerned, as far as pay scales are concerned, what things tend to cost. It's different.
It is absolutely different. You know, I mean, people have a different standard of living in countries like that. They expect different things. I mean, you can live on very little money here, too, if you chose to eat and chose to live in a certain fashion. It's certainly possible, but, in other countries, they have just different means. And by the way, go to another country, drink a Coca-Cola. See what that costs you.
They claim that workers are grossly underpaid. Well, we've addressed that one. They are paid well for what they do in that particular country. Exploited and abused? Well, you'd have to bring up individual cases. You'd think if the workers were being exploited and abused and weren't getting paid well, that they'd just stop coming to work. I mean, they're not slaves, unless they are slaves, and then that's a whole other issue. There's a chance they could be slaves in certain countries using prison labor and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, if they're getting exploited and abused, just like the allegations were about the United States citizens 100 years ago, then they could just not come to work and go work for somebody who wasn't going to exploit and abuse them. They're not being exploited and abused. They voluntarily chose to go and get those factory jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to go to work in these places. In fact, a lot of times, they'll go and they'll work the factory job, get a bunch of cash, then go back to the farm, the family farm, and put that money down on the family farm and improve their farm and bring themselves back home. And then somebody else will go out and work in the factory.
They may very well do that. You know, that's done all the time.
And
I mean, they're voluntarily doing it. They believe that it is a benefit to them somehow.
And they're claiming that, oh, these other countries look like the rest of the world looks like the United States did 100 years ago. Well, good. We should celebrate that. We should celebrate the fact that they're not an agrarian society anymore. These other countries are moving into their own industrial age. And they're also doing it at the same time when the internet exists, so they're moving along at a fine clip. Just because they're not neck and neck with the United States doesn't necessarily mean that there's any big problem. They just didn't move along on the market path as fast as we did. And the reason for that isn't because they don't have enough laws, it's because they have too many laws. John Stossel, when he was doing some research for one of his reports, he went to a couple of different countries, and he tried to start his own business selling ABC News Frisbees. Mm. Simple business.
Yeah.
In India, there were reams of paperwork, reams of papers and forms to be filled out, and waiting, and processing, and bureaucracy, before he could actually open. He gave up. He couldn't get through the bureaucracy.
And he's still waiting.
Right, yeah, he gave up on it. In Hong Kong, by comparison, one of the freest, the most free, economically free place in the world, by two separate reports, they have one piece of paper. You filled out that piece of paper, they handed you your business license, and you could open up a store in the mall. That was it. So there's a difference. There's a huge difference in the regulatory atmosphere between certain countries. And, India is like one of the mid-range countries. Try doing that in North Korea.
Well, you can't even get in North Korea.
Right. Well, there's all kinds of restrictions. And it's the government despotism. It's these third world governments that are the problem. It's the governments who say, you can't start a business here without our express permission. Well, there goes your economy. You want a thriving economy? You want a middle class? Let people start their own businesses. That's one of the problems with these other countries. It's not the fact that they don't have the same laws as we do. It's that they've got controlling freak governments.
Well, we're getting worse on
that
front.
We're
not better. It's harder and harder to open a business, and there's more regulations. The businesses that are in control or that are in existence right now don't want competition. So they lobby for, the local restaurant boards are generally filled with peopled by restaurateurs in that town. And they make the rules as to what restaurants have to do in order to get licensed. So they just try to make it difficult for more restaurants to come in, more competition, more places for people to eat. They don't like that.
So these whiners writing this article, they go on to talk about there's a global race to the bottom as corporations troll the world for the cheapest labor, the fewest health, safety, and environmental regulations, and the government's most unfriendly to labor rights. U.S. trade agreements pave the way for this race. While rejecting protections for workers or the environment, they protected investors and corporate interests. Typical, attacking the people that are just trying to create a product at the lowest price. And the reason why they're sending business outside of America is because of all the regulations you've piled onto them. Yep. On the way, it's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A Tornado under your hood. A Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Shelly, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And that number again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that is updates.freetalklive.com.
Birthdays and anniversaries can catch you unawares. 1-800-Flowers.com delivers the same day, any day. Call, click, or come in for fresh flowers and gourmet gifts. Use code FTL to save 10% off your next order. That's code FTL, 1-800-Flowers.com.
So we're talking about this article from the Washington Post by a couple of big government freaks talking about how free trade is a bad thing. We need to have fair trade. But unfortunately, they just completely misinformed from the very beginning of the article. They claim that free trade is what we have today.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Not even close.
If you've ever tried to trade
anything. It's somebody else's version of fair trade. Because fair trade means whatever I think is fair, and there's people paying me off, and I'm in the back pocket of certain interests, so I think things are fair that aren't really fair.
Right.
And that's how it's going to be with every politician.
Sure it is. And so they're complaining about the state of a business around the world, that corporations are evil and they're trying to go out and take advantage of people and exploit people.
The only fair trade is free trade.
It's true.
Really free trade. I don't mean free trade like NAFTA, and I don't mean free trade like CAFTA, and I don't mean
free trade.
Free
is
trade
the absence of government regulations.
What's the Pacific Rim one?
I have no idea. Anyway, let's continue with their claims, because they've got more. The result has been a global race to the bottom, as corporations troll the world for the cheapest labor, the fewest health, safety, environmental regulations, and the government's most unfriendly to labor rights. U.S. trade agreements paved the way for this race. While rejecting protections for workers and the environment, they protected investors and corporate interests. The results of such trade agreements, say they, are skyrocketing trade deficits, more than $800 billion this year alone, and downward pressure on income and benefits for American workers. Why? Because these agreements enable countries to ship what their low-wage workers produce to the United States while blocking many U.S. products from entering their countries. So what do you want to do there, guys? Do you want to make it illegal for people to import products from other countries?
Yeah.
Would that protect the United States?
You know, as far as I'm concerned, if let's look at it this way. Ian, you and I want to do business. I want to buy something from you.
Are we in the same country?
No. We are countries.
Okay.
But since they want to boil it down that countries expect to sell us stuff here, but then they won't take our stuff, that's not fair to us. So I'll be us and you be them.
You're the United States.
Yes.
And I'm Guatemala.
Fine.
Okay.
So I want to import cheap Guatemalan tennis shoes because it's cheaper to manufacture tennis shoes down there. And right. I'm going to buy some tennis shoes.
Okay.
I'm going to put them on the feet of my kids. And
right.
And now I want to sell you some expensive computer parts.
I don't want it.
You don't want my stuff. I just bought your shoes.
Okay. Thank you for that. But I don't want your computer parts. I'm getting my computer parts from Taiwan, and they're much cheaper.
Okay. Well, I'll go find somebody else to buy the computer parts. The thing is I get shoes, you know?
Right.
I've got shoes, and you don't have expensive computers.
But now we're going to pass a law that's going to make it so there's either a huge tariff on those shoes that I'm trying to sell you from Guatemala,
right.
Or you can't buy them at all.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to fit that into my scenario, because then what's going to happen is I have to buy the shoes at the American citizens have to buy the shoes at an elevated rate, or they can get American shoes, which are, 10 times as much as the Guatemalan
right.
shoes, but they put a 10 times tariff on the Guatemalan shoes to make it all fair.
Right.
So shoes then cost $100 a pair.
Right.
And so then, Americans have to work 10 times as long to buy a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help Americans.
But that's what they're claiming. They're claiming that kind of crap will help Americans.
It helps labor unions that,
make
produce
shoes in America.
It helps politicians who make money off of the tariffs. It doesn't help American people.
They're going to use the old level playing field here in a moment. But let's go on. Equally important... By enabling this kind of trade, say the bureaucrats, the agreement forces U.S. workers to accept cuts in their pay and benefits so their employers can compete with low-wage foreign producers. And those were forcing U.S. workers to accept cuts in their pay and benefits. I didn't know that companies put guns to people's heads and forced them to do those sorts of things. Millions of others have lost their jobs as corporations moved overseas to build the same products with cheap foreign labor. It's no coincidence that salaries and wages today are the lowest percentage of the gross domestic product since the government began keeping track of this in 1947. Well, the inflation is a factor there as well. That's
mm-hmm.
one of the factors. They, of course, don't address that because that's not an issue with these guys. The issue is that there are people doing things for less in other countries, and they want to figure out a way to... Even the playing field. It took a century to build a thriving middle class and economic security here in America. We need to protect that for which we have sacrificed. What did we sacrifice?
Yeah, what did we sacrifice in order to build this middle class that they're talking about?
I don't think there was sacrifice involved. I think there were investments in that business capitalists, people with capital, took their capital and invested it in business. Now, if they lost their butt in the business, you might be able to call that a sacrifice, but they were trying to make money. It
yeah.
wasn't an intentional thing. I think sacrifice is where you intentionally, commit seppuku and you cut your belly open so your guts can fall out. That's a sacrifice. That's where you're intending to lose for some particular reason.
It seems like that's what they're trying to portray.
Yeah, businesses in America aren't intending to lose when they go into business. They want to win, win, win. They inevitably, some of them will lose, because that's just how the cookie crumbles, that's how the market works. They say, we must insist that all trade agreements have labor, environmental, and other protections so that American workers can compete on a level playing field. Trade agreements must also be reciprocal. The American market is the most desirable in the world. Every country wants access to it. It gives us a real great deal of leverage, if only we'd use it. Barriers to U.S. products overseas should not be tolerated. So what they want to do is they want to write some more so-called fair trade agreements as they say, we believe there's a better way. Fair trade is not the enemy of more trade. It's how we expand international trade without reversing U.S. economic progress.
It is the enemy of more trade.
You guys have no idea of which you speak.
Oh, they may very well have an idea. They're just benefiting themselves.
They're claiming to be the benefactors of the American people in general. They're claiming that their policies are going to help the American people, but we just outlined in our little role-playing scenario how it is they're going to hurt us.
Well, look,
because right now, I can go buy a pair of shoes for $20 at Walmart. But if they have to be made in America, or we're going to put huge tariffs on shoes made outside of this country, I'm going to have to spend $100 on that pair of shoes, or $60 on that pair of shoes, which gives me, as an American, less money to spend on other things. And it's not just going to affect shoes. It's going to affect all sorts of products coming in to this country. And that's going to give those businesses around the world less of a reason to do business here. And it's going to make it so Americans have less money to buy the things they need for life. We are going to suffer as a result of these new regulations.
Look, if the American people at this point are gullible enough to believe senators and representatives and their elected people, elected representatives, they'd get what they deserve.
They will. But unfortunately, we are also going to get it.
In the process, we will get it at the same time.
Unless we can actually, hopefully, at some point in the future, the free state maybe open up the port, abolish all tariffs, and actually have a true free trade zone here in the United States. That's what I'd like to see happen. And as a result, if we'd abolish tariffs, income, or import tariffs, we would have all kinds of low-priced products flowing into the ports of America,
sure.
Which makes the poor people and the middle class, their dollars go further.
Right.
When you can buy things for less, you can buy more things and put more away.
It makes them wealthier.
Because
wealth isn't little green pieces of paper. Wealth is, you know, the things you have.
So I think we've pretty much rebutted that article pretty successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Zach in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Zach in Minnesota.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind, Zach?
First of all, I'd just like to say I'm a new-time listener to the show. I've been listening to it every night here for a couple weeks. I like what you guys are doing.
Excellent. Now, secondly, I'd like you to hang on, because we're going to come back to you and find out what else you have on your mind as a newish listener. More on the way with Zach in Minnesota, if he's patient, and I think he will be. 800-259-9231 is the number for you to get in here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. It's all of $3 a month. It's above and beyond all the free services and cool stuff that we give you at freetalklive.com. The purpose is simple. You send in $3 a month, we turn it around into promoting the show. It doesn't go to paychecks. It goes into internet advertising to get more internet listeners, industry advertising to get more radio stations on board, thereby expanding the message of freedom and liberty to more new ears, getting more new people into the folds of the pro-freedom movement. And that's pretty important. If it's important to you, you should go to amp.freetalklive.com to help spread the show. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to Zach in Minnesota, a relatively new listener of the show. Zach, we just barely had time to introduce you in the last segment, but now you've got plenty of time. What's on your mind?
I just had a couple things to pick your guys' brains about.
Sure.
I was listening a couple days ago, and you were talking about, was it Boston that was thinking about putting microphones and cameras up all over?
Yes, that like a number of other cities have. There's at least 5 major cities in the United States that have done this.
Well, it's all over because I'm here in Mankato, Minnesota, kind of small town, and we've got little cameras all around downtown that you can see.
Well, now, the cameras are in far more places than the microphones are. You're talking about, like, traffic cameras?
Well, those are on every stoplight you can see, but these are on the street corners and up in the parking lots all over downtown.
Wow. And they're government cameras. They're not not private cameras like Walmart.
No,
they've got cameras.
They're city cameras.
Okay. How long have they been there?
I just noticed them a couple weeks ago.
Anybody? Have you talked to anybody about it? Any idea as to who's it tied into? Is it a police system?
I hear it's to monitor the bars downtown.
That's
the official government story.
Wow. Monitoring the bars, as though we've had such problems with bars in the past. We've never been able to survive without cameras monitoring bars in the past. Now we have to have them. I mean, what a lame excuse. Bars have been able to handle their problems for all of time. We don't need the government camera system to assist them.
I find it somewhat disturbing, the whole idea of government, you know, the government having these cameras. How much do they does it cost to maintain them? Who watches these things? You know, how many people are watching an individual set of cameras? I mean, is there one cop per camera?
No, there's no way they can afford that.
Maybe they can. Maybe they're just going to charge us for it. See, that's the thing, is people really are, when it comes down to it, to some extent or another, you're responsible to protect yourself from crime. So
not in today's America, Mark.
Well, they darn sure should be. If they were carrying guns on their persons, then they could be responsible for handling themselves. And I wouldn't be responsible for paying for a camera to watch over them.
You know, you're right, Mark, when you say when it comes down to it, it is your responsibility. However, the government attempts to portray this message to the American people that, well, now, it's not your responsibility. In fact, if someone breaks into your home, you have to leave your house and call the police. I mean, there are places where you're not even allowed to defend your own home because the government attempts to promote this message of, no, we're here to protect and serve. Whenever there's a violent situation, you aren't allowed to respond. You need to call mommy government in to take care of you. But, of course, as you point out, Mark, if it's life or death, if it's somebody coming into your home, you need to defend yourself.
Absolutely.
Or you might get killed.
Yeah, I'm here in Minnesota. We're a last resort state. You have to exhaust all other options before taking violence to defend yourself.
So lame.
But my main thing to talk to you guys about was how the trends in the two major political parties have kind of flip-flopped recently. It seems Republicans want more government when traditionally they're supposed to want less, and Democrats are the exact opposite. Why do you think that's happening?
Because they're in charge.
I don't think it's really flip-flopped.
Whatever party happens to be in charge, you know, that's what they're going to want to grow the government in their area. And the party that's not in charge is going to be selling freedom.
Now, they haven't really even seen the Democrats doing that.
No, they're absolutely selling civil liberties. The Democrats are talking civil liberties all over the place. Especially on the internet, everything I get from Democrat people are talking about how George Bush is violating human rights and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but they're not doing anything now that they're in power.
No, they're not going to.
Right.
That's the point I'm trying to make, is once one of them gets in power, then it's grow the government in the particular area that they want to grow the government
in. I guess maybe I just didn't see them advocating for freedom when it was all Republican control. I didn't really get a message from Democrats that they were for freedom in any way, shape, or form.
Absolutely.
I heard a few of them that weren't elected complain about it, but I didn't actually see any of the elected ones do anything.
They're not doing anything. They're not going to do anything about it. It's the party that's not in control will just put out all kinds of propaganda about how the party that is in control is violating your rights in whatever particular arena. The Republicans will talk about fiscal conservatism as far as your rights go in that arena. The Democrats are spending too much, blah, blah, blah. And the Democrats will then point out, you know, the violations in civil liberties. Certainly the Democrats were pointing out at this time the Republicans being spending more money than anyone's ever spent.
Right.
And then they all get into
it. Yes, they should.
And then one team or the other gets elected to office and they screw us.
Yep.
Zach?
Yeah. Well, I realize we're running short on time. I just have one more thing to say with you guys about. I heard you, I forget what show it was, but talking about the drug war and how it's kind of ridiculous.
It is.
As a law enforcement student, I would like to see nothing better than to get drugs legalized, because I would like to think when I'm a cop, I would have a lot better stuff to do with my time than if some guy's got a little pocket of weed.
You'd probably like to think that your life isn't put in danger over this stupid drug war, too.
Yeah, and another thing.
Because nobody's going to shoot you over aspirin, my friend.
Exactly. And what I think the only reason drugs are still illegal is because no politician wants to be the one to support drugs, if you will.
That's a factor. That's a factor. But there's also some other factors, and that includes the chiefs of police. For instance, if you look to Nevada this past year, they had a marijuana legalization ballot measure for people to come vote on. And who do you think turned out against it but the chiefs of police, the people who are supposed to be just enforcers of the law, right? They're not supposed to necessarily take a position, because we've tried to corner certain law enforcement officers on the air about this, and they'll just play it off. They'll say, oh, well, you know, I just enforce the law. It's just my job to enforce the law. I can't take any political positions. But when the time comes for there to be a ballot measure to possibly legalize marijuana to some extent, they absolutely take a political position. They come out and talk about how marijuana is the most evil drug that is ever that is on the face of this planet, and we need to put a stop to it, and we need to not make it legal because it's bad, bad, bad. And so the chiefs of police get right up there and they advocate for it. Now, why are the chiefs of police doing that?
What I think is because a lot of municipal governments, their chiefs are elected officials just like senators.
Many of them are not. Most sheriffs are elected officials, but chiefs of police tend to be appointed.
Yeah, a lot. I've heard of a lot that are elected and appointed as well. And
I'll tell you
more.
This is how you find out what it is that they're thinking. You follow the money. Every single time, follow the money. And there is a whole bunch of money in enforcing this drug war.
Yep.
I mean, they get to buy all the cool gadgets. I mean, isn't it really great that some police departments have tanks, armored personnel carriers? How do you think they paid for those things? They didn't do it by picking up rapists and murderers, let me tell you.
True.
They did it by confiscating the property of all these drug dealers and that kind of thing.
Plus,
that's where they get the money from this.
Plus, I understand you're a law enforcement student, and I'm interested, Zach, in sort of following your career as you go through the classes, the things that they're teaching you, the things they're indoctrinating you with, what sort of things you learn. So if you could, maybe check back in from time to time and highlight some of the process of becoming a law enforcement officer. I think it would be very educational for a lot of our listeners out there. But something you're going to come across eventually is the level of corruption within the police business, so-called.
I've already seen it. I'm only a second-year college student, because up here in Minnesota, we need a four-year degree.
What have you seen?
Four-year degree to be a cop?
Yep. Up here in Minnesota, the state says you need 2 years, but I'm going for the four-year.
What have you seen?
Well, I've worked in local police stations already, and, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't seen anybody taking bribes or anything, but, I mean, people do favors for their friends and mm-hmm. things like that. So, I mean...
Sure.
If you're seeing them do their favors for their friends, then, you know...
What aren't you seeing? That's the question. And there are sheriffs out there. There are people in the upper echelons of law enforcement who are absolutely drug dealers. They are people who are importing marijuana and cocaine and other drugs into this country. They have an approved network of dealers that they sell it to. Their distributors are on the streets. And that's one of the reasons why you see law enforcers, so-called, out against legalizing drugs. Because they know it's going to take away their illicit profits. And it's going to prevent them from being able to be the corrupt police that they currently are. I know, not all cops are that way. But the fact is, who would be the best drug dealer in any given area? The man with the most protection. The sheriff himself. And if you don't believe me, I've got some names for you, but I'm not going to give them on the air. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Zach. 802. Well, we're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And I hope Zach checks back in, because I really am interested to know what sort of other things he experiences on his road.
I want to hear about his challenges in dealing with the concepts of liberty and being a police
That's
officer.
That's got to be tough. That's going to be a tough balance. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.